Padre Pio teaches us how to be happy in suffering. Now, we all have suffering in our lives. It's a part of life. So is there a secret, a way to turn these sufferings into happiness? Well, let's look at how Padre Pio achieved this.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protective Children of Padre Pio program for your financial help and support. You are the ones making these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of the special program, but you would like to be, then just click the link in the description below to find out more. Naturally, we wish to avoid pain and suffering. Some people dislike pain so much that they often use painkillers. Of course, worse are those averse to pain and suffering who, for example, when coming to the end of the peak of their abilities, but still healthy, take their lives through euthanasia. This is a grave sin. But Padre Pio did not run away from pain. On the contrary, he embraced it. In today's video, we take a look at a letter Padre Pio wrote to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto. In this letter, we will see how Padre Pio found happiness in the midst of suffering. The source of today's letter is the book Padre Pio's Spiritual Direction for Every Day by the author Gianluigi Pasquale. This book consists of letters Padre Pio wrote to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto. This letter was written in Pretlucina in 1910, when Padre Pio was 23 years old. This is the same year Padre Pio became a priest and received the stigmata. My dear Father, with God's will, I still feel sick, but what affects me the most are these strong, jabbing pains in my chest. At times, they cause me so much sorrow and suffering that it seems like my chest and back are breaking. That sounds excruciating. But then he continues, but Jesus does not cease to gradually alleviate my sufferings and to speak to my heart. Oh yes, my Father, how good Jesus is to me. Oh, what precious moments these are. It is happiness. I don't know how to compare it. It is happiness that the Lord only lets me taste in tribulation. In these moments, more than ever, the whole world oppresses and hates me. So his sufferings were not only of the flesh, but he also emotionally feels the hate towards him coming from the world. But he is not troubled by this. He says, I desire nothing more than to love and to suffer. So in a sense, we could say that this is Padre Pio's calling, to suffer for the love of God. Then he writes something very interesting. Yes, my Father, amid many sufferings, I am happy because I seem to hear my heart beating with Jesus. So it is as if Padre Pio's body and Jesus' suffering body are united. Padre Pio experiences a sort of merging with Christ to such a degree that he feels Christ's sufferings. But this unity consequently brings a strong sense of happiness because he is united with our Savior. We may also conclude that these sufferings purified him to the level of holiness. He then continues, I am subject to many temptations, but I do trust divine providence to not let me fall into the insidious bonds. It is true that Jesus often hides, but that does not matter. I will try, with his help, to always remain with him, as he assures me that these are not matters of abandonment, but in fact games of love. So we can see in this example that it is easy to follow Jesus when we are immersed in his presence. But when his closeness dims, that's when we get the opportunity to prove ourselves, to prove our loyalty and love. Jesus seemingly disappearing in the midst of our trials is very frequent in the lives of the saints. Saint Catherine of Siena, after going through a very great trial, received a mystical vision of our Lord. She asked him why he had abandoned her during her trial. Our Lord answered, "Catherine, I was within your heart all the while." And Padre Pio continues, "Oh, how I long in these moments to have someone to help me alleviate the fears and the flames that move my heart. And may he grant me charity to answer as he wishes and not to displease him." I interpret this intense experience of flames and fear as a realization of how small we are in front of God Almighty and how evil our sins are. Padre Pio then ends the letter, "Let me know about these truths I have sent you so far. Yours, Friar Pio." What we can take away from this is that it is possible to unite our sufferings with our Lord's and thereby grow closer to our Lord. Padre Pio told his spiritual children and penitents that we should offer our sufferings to Jesus as a prayer for the salvation of souls. So if some of us are experiencing some kind of pain or discomfort, let's use this as a form of prayer. Instead of trying to ignore the pain, maybe we can try to focus on it and use it as a means of uniting ourselves with Jesus. And we just might be rewarded with spiritual happiness. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.